Good morning. We're continuing Chayavim Klal Mem He, and we're learning Siman Dalet, which deals with the halachas, a new set of halachas. It's interesting then, which the Chayavim is not going to deal with, is that Pas, the same way Pas is able to relieve the Chi of Bracha on other foods, so wine has a similar property in regards to liquids. Now, Chayyadim is going to put a limitation on this, which Mishavur disagrees with. Chayyadim is going to understand that this halacha only applies in a situation where he's kaveya himself to drink wine. He has a kviyas for shtiyas yayin. So in that situation, the bracha on the yayin patters other liquids. But a case where he drinks wine in a derech haroi, so it does not patter. Mishabura disagrees. As long as the person has, according to Mishabura, has a minimum amount of wine to drink, the minimum amount is Mali Lugmov, which is considered a Rev Revius. So for argument's sake, of a Revius is 3 ounces, so more than 1.5 ounces, that's enough drinking of wine to patter other liquids as well. The Chayyadim is going to discuss the issue. This halacha that it patters other liquids, does it require that the other liquids are present at the time of the bracha? Does it require that the other liquids, that a person had in mind for the other liquids when he makes the bracha? Or could be the kviyas to drink wine is sufficient to patter even without having it the fun of or having intent? According to Mr. Brewer, where you do not need kviyas, do you need the fun of, or do you need that he has intent? I want to be in this situation where it wasn't the fun of, he didn't have intent, what's the halacha? So a lot of things have to be clarified. But I'd like to just give a little bit of one introduction to try and understand this idea that wine, the bracha on the wine, patters all of the liquids. So it's difficult to understand, because we know that the bracha on pas patters other foods. So why is that? So that's simply understood. It's a new type of ikar and tofel. That we know there's one type of ikar and tofel where you eat two things together in a mixture. There's a type of ikar and tofel when you eat the second thing after the first item. But it's only there as a reaction to the first item. The first item is very salty. I needed something sweet to break neutralize the flavor of the saltiness. See, even though it's eaten separately and afterwards, but it's there only because it's an extension of the first achila. Neither of these things seem to apply to pas, nor do they seem to apply to wine. By pas, the person does not necessarily eat other foods together with the meat. You can't say that the meat is there just as an extension of the eating of the bread. Person wants the meat for the flavor of the meat itself, not just to counterbalance the feeling of eating too much carbohydrates or something of that sort, however you would say. That's not true. So what is a zikr and tuffel? So the zikr and tuffel by pas is a new concept. Since bread is considered the primary source of sustenance to man, and other foods are also there for the purpose of giving sustenance, so in that situation, we look at the bread as being the primary source of sustenance, everything else being secondary to it. So that would explain to us why we make a bracha on the bread, and we cover the other foods as well. The question still remains, how do we make a bracha on the wine and patter other liquids? So a person sits down to have a cup of wine, and afterwards he's planning to have a coffee, he's planning to have some orange juice, he's planning to have some other liquid, not in conjunction with drinking the wine, not at the same time, not immediately afterwards, but shortly afterwards he's going to have that. So the bracha on the wine covers the other liquids as well. So the Prima Gadim in the beginning of Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin addresses this question, and he says that he has an explanation. He has actually two explanations how to understand the idea that the bracha on the wine will patter the bracha on other liquids as well. So Be'ez Hashem, in the next year, we will clarify the point of the Prima Gadim to the best of our ability, and then we will learn the actual simon of the Chayadim. And meanwhile, have a good day.